Hello everyone, just want to come on and briefly have a chat about a film I saw yesterday. It's a very, very low budget film, a little independent movie. It's got a very limited release and it hasn't made much money in its opening weekend and hasn't had much publicity either. So you may not have heard of it, but it's called Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. It's a little film, little romp. But in all seriousness, I did see it yesterday, and I've been waiting for years for this film. And I have to say, I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but I have to say, it was absolutely bloody fantastic. I loved it. It had the right mix of action and adventure and humour and emotions, and hit all the right beats, all the right notes. Had a nod to the past, to the original films, and a wink to the future with some really great new characters. I'm not going to talk too much about the plot because I don't want to give anything away, but I just want to talk briefly about a few things about John Boyega, who was brilliant as Finn, and Daisy Ridley as Rey. She was great and she stole the show. She's really, really good. And together, their chemistry was excellent. Really believable and lovely stuff. Harrison Ford, back as Han Solo, and he did a great job. A really great job. The only jarring note in the from the original cast was Carrie Fisher. I mean, in the original Star Wars, she had a kind of a faux English accent. Whereas Carrie Fisher now, she sounds much older than 59. She sounds like she's got some dodgy thing going on with her dental work. And she has an American accent. So for me, she just sounds like a completely different character. So she was a bit jarring. But other than that, the original cast did okay. C-3PO, well, he was in it, but it was a bit surplus to requirements. R2, I won't give any spoilers, but there's a great moment with R2 that left a bit of a tear, I must confess. And I did, my eyes were moist about half a dozen times because I'm a big baby. So the original cast, it was great to see them. They were used sparingly, but with thought. But it's the new cast that steal the show. The new protagonist, or the bad guy, Kylo Ren, played by Adam Driver, really good job. I mean, the good thing about him, he's not one-dimensional. He has a bit of a backstory, a bit of depth. You can understand a bit of his issues, and he has a temper, and he takes his mask off a lot. So he's much more of a rounded, more, quote, believable character than Darth Vader, who just woke up one morning and decided to be bad. Whereas Kylo Ren, you can understand this thing he's got. I won't tell you any more than that, because it will spoil it completely. Poe Dameron, who's a pilot, he was fantastic, really good. So full of great new characters, new planets, new plots, and really, really exciting for the future of the franchise. There's a couple of jarring moments. For example, we discover that, quotes, well, to paraphrase, stormtrooper helmets are only good against smoke, not toxins. So basically that means they're shit. If you just spray some tear gas, they're in trouble. But what I did particularly like about it was the diversity. You had a young black guy, British Nigerian, John Boyega playing a lead. And you had Gwendolyn Christie, who wasn't in it amazingly much. I mean, yeah, she was always wheeled out at press conferences because of Game of Thrones. But Captain Phasma wasn't in it too much, but she was interesting. And you have female pilots, female stormtroopers. So you have lots of really strong female characters for the female fans to get their teeth stuck into. Whereas in the original films, you have, like, Leia and Mon Mothma. I mean, yeah. Leia was okay, but Leia was okay, but you know, in Return of the Jedi, she just sat there and was molested by a slug. So it's good to have these female characters and that diversity. And they did mention the prequels briefly. They mentioned clones briefly, but Stormtroopers are no longer clones, which is good. So the film was, I mean, visually, I'm assuming it was amazing. The sound design, as ever, was fantastic, and John Williams, of course, was phenomenal. Had all the right beats, all the right emotional strings were tugged gently and the buttons were pressed. It was, you know, fast-paced, it was action adventure, it was fun, it was funny, it was humorous, it was poignant. It was everything a Star Wars film should be, and everything the prequels weren't. And as a Star Wars fan, as somebody who has been waiting 30-odd years for a sequel to Return of the Jedi, I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Not perfect, but no film is. It had some jarring notes sometimes, some things that made you go, right, and some scenes were a bit protracted. But other than that, it was brilliant. So if anyone likes action-adventure, if anyone likes sci-fi, if you're a massive Star Wars fan, if you're new to Star Wars, you must watch it. It is quite spellbinding, and I loved it. And I can't wait to see it again. So there we go. Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Well, the Force has awoke and slapped us around the chops with a lightsaber. It is... I'm very pleased that I wasn't disappointed, because after the prequels that I'm still having therapy about, I'm pleased that Episode 7 lived up to expectation. And my faith in J.J. Abrams was well-founded, because he's done an amazing job. So my hat, which is a bowler hat, it is red with yellow spots, I will now doff in his general direction and say, may the Force be with you. 7 minutes and 1 second of 10 minutes.